Good morning. Well, US stocks hit 8-month lows on Friday, with all three major US indices falling into correction territory, which is when they fall by 10% or more from recent highs. And this was partly off the back of some disappointing updates on China's economy on Friday, which again continue to suggest that things are slowing down globally, perhaps in the US-China trade dispute, it's taking its toll. But the Dow Jones was down almost 500 points. That's a drop of about 2%. The Nasdaq was even worse, falling about 2.3%. And the losses were actually quite widespread across the US markets. 93% of stocks on the Dow Jones finished a little lower. But the worst performers and the biggest weights were actually healthcare stocks and technology stocks as well. Now, the reason why healthcare stocks did so poorly was really Johnson & Johnson, which fell by about 10. This was on rising legal concerns. Reuters reported a report suggested that executives knew for some time that the baby powder actually tested positive for small amounts of asbestos at times. This is something the company has denied, but certainly hasn't stopped the company being hit quite hard. Apple and Microsoft fell by more than 3%, and that was a big weight on the tech sector. That was a reason why the Nasdaq did so poorly. Chevron and Exxon also dropped back by almost 2%, and that was following a near 2.5% fall for oil on Friday, which was really down on concerns of slower global growth. Now, outside of that, we had gold falling slightly by about $6. That's a 0.5% fall. And the standout, really, as far as commodity prices went, was iron ore, which rose 2.5% to $69.90 per tonne. Not really helping our big miners in London trade. Both BHP and Rio on Friday fell quite substantially. Now, while all sectors did fall back in the US on Friday, we did see the utilities and property stocks doing a little better than most. Tends to be the case. They're considered to be more defensive in nature, partly because of the consistency and reliability they pay dividends out. Now, today, the Aussie market is set for a slightly softer start. We've got SPY futures down 32 points or 0.5%. It is the final full trade of week for 2018 before things really start to wind down for the following 2 to 3 weeks. So we're down 7.5% now so far in 2018, three times as bad as the US markets over the course of the year since January. And with only 8 or 9 trading sessions remaining this year, there's a lot of hard work left to be done. Now, today, the federal government will release its mid-year economic and fiscal outlook. We've got the monthly update on tourism. And over the course of the week, we've got an update on jobs growth on Thursday, which will be important, and the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates at the same time as well. Now, what could help the market is that three of the big four banks are paying out about $6.5 billion in dividends this week. Tomorrow, ANZ and Macquarie, and on Thursday, Westpac. The Aussie dollar, though, is at 71.7 US.